Okay, welcome. Good to see everybody. Thanks for coming. We have some special guests here. Mrs. Cusick came with her friends from the Little Sisters of the Poor, and that's pretty cool. And they were here for the whole practice, got out here for special teams, and watched every single play. So if you guys have some questions, you feel free to ask them about how it went. They would not. Not even they would know that. But it was really fun having them here. They're great ladies, so that was a special treat. Okay, as far as injuries go, there's really nothing new to report. Nobody new practiced. Injury report will be out. All guys all those guys, if I had something different on a guy, I'd share it with you, but they're all working hard to get back. They're all kind of in the same neighborhood as far as getting back. I'm thinking of the Canties and Ray Rice and those guys who were injured last week. So it'll be a game time decision with those guys, and we'll keep our fingers crossed, although we're prepared, you know, for it to go either way. Okay.
Coach, your thoughts about Ray going into the Ring of Fame this weekend?
Yeah, Ray going into the Ring of Honor is obviously a tremendous honor, and it's an honor for Ray, and I think it's also an honor for the Ravens and for all of our fans and for our city and state and everything else. I don't think I need to describe what Ray means to the organization or to football and what he's come to mean in a lot of ways to anybody that follows football in our country. So he's a good friend. He's a great person. And he's someone that I feel blessed to have been associated with in the past 5 years and going forward as friends, you know, for the rest of our lives. But it'll be fun to see him, and we're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Less than a year out from that ACL. Mm-hmm. What challenges do they present?
Well, I think the Texans defense is the same, presents the same set of challenges that it has over the last couple of years. Certainly a healthy Brian Cushing is key for them. I mean, he's an enforcer in the middle. He's a really good run stopper, one of the best. He's one of the best blitzers in the league, especially when he adds on, but also when he's a primary blitzer. They do a lot with him and J.J. in the run game off the strong side of the defense there that cause a lot of problems for everybody. And not just those two guys. I mean, they've got two good young outside linebackers. Joe Mays is doing a great job in the middle. He's a real thumper against the lead schemes. They've got a very athletic young nose guard. They've got Antonio Smith is back. Secondary is very strong. And at some point in time, or possibly Sunday, is about to get even stronger. So it's just a very good defense. Well, we've been confident all along that it's going to be not just a decent unit. It's going to be a whole lot better than that, and that's the work in progress that we chase. So, it'll be judged by the results in the end. So, I guess we'll just let those speak for themselves, you know, throughout the course of the season. But I'm excited about the defense and where we're going.
You guys, these two teams have played each other a lot over the past few years. Do you feel like it's kind of a budding rivalry in that regard?
I don't really want to put labels on it. I mean, you know. It is what it is. It's always a great game when we play them. We love playing against them. You know, we've got a lot of teams that we consider rivals. You know, it seems like if it's a rivalry, whenever we play one of the good teams, that's good because that means we're one of the good teams. You know, and we consider them a very good team. You know, we've played them a lot over the years, and they've become a rival from the standpoint that they're in the hunt every year. You know, and those games the games end up meaning so much. So this is a very meaningful early season game for us.
John, with Ray Rice being a game time decision, how confident are you in Bernard, especially the way he was able to handle a bigger road?
Very confident in all of our guys, including Bernard.
All right.
John, if I may, one more.
Go ahead. Kim.
Sometimes players set bars that they themselves end up finding it difficult to live up to. And I'm talking about like Flacco in particularly the postseason. Did he play at such a level that now do you think he's being at all challenged by some of what he has previously done? Because, you know, so far his start hasn't necessarily matched some of what you saw from him when it really mattered last season.
Only in the eyes of the evaluators, you know, those out there who want to judge everything that everybody does. I mean, other than that, it's just way too deep a question. You know, we just try to be the best we can be every single week, and that goes for all of us in our line of work. So, hey, when you do a good report or one of you guys writes a great article, all of a sudden, does that mean you can't touch that for the rest of your career? Are you done? You know, you'll be judged by that great work of art for the rest of your life, and everything will fall short of that. You know, Joe accomplished something that was really almost unmatched in postseason history. So what he does going forward will be, I think Joe's going to become one of the premier quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. You know, I've said that many, many times. In the end, that statement will prove to be correct. And all the naysayers out there, they will be wrong, as usual. And I'll be looking forward to them when they say I was wrong. But that will probably be a first. Is that well said? I don't know.
Yeah,
all right.
Very well said.
Anything else?
Describe your relationship with Ed Reed, and are you going to get a chance to talk to him before the game?
We'll definitely look for an opportunity to talk to Ed before the game, most definitely. I'm sure he'll be out there in pregame, and I'll be out there in pregame along with all of our guys. And we have a great relationship. How do you describe a relationship with a friend? You know, it's a special relationship. They're all unique. And he's a friend. It's a cherished relationship for me and really for all of us. So be looking forward to seeing him. But as we know, over that 3.5-hour time span, he's going to be on the other side. And that's just the way it is.
John, when you're dealing with players who might not practice all week and then deciding whether they play the game, how much is it a trust issue and a veteran issue? Like, are you able to trust certain veterans that you know, despite not being out here, are going to be ready to play, know the offense, know the game plan,
right.
And you know you're not putting them out there where they're not prepared?
Absolutely. The guys that have played a lot of football here that know the offense, and we're with them every day on the inside in terms of understanding what guys know. If you're asking about Ray, there's no question he can do it. If Chris Canty, there's no question he can do it. When guys like that don't play because they haven't practiced, it's because they're not ready physically. You know, it's not because we have some kind of rule around here like that. It has to do with, you know, how ready a guy is to play. So from that trust standpoint, assignments, knowledge of what we're doing, preparation, I would have complete confidence in all the guys that you're talking about. All right, great. Thanks.